When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the divine ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. Welcome back, Empresses. In this session, let's unravel the bullshit discussions on femininity. Why is this even up for discussion? Especially among the so-called spiritual community. Unless it is about how we could use our feminine powers, our divine feminine powers, our femininity, then it is of no relevance to us anymore. Black women are under fire now more than ever on every topic, including our natural being. If you were born with a womb, you are feminine. How you choose to express your femininity is up to you and no one else. You see, black women, we are judged in relation to other women. And you must decide now that you are not those other women. We have never been those other women, and we can never be those other women. And we should never want to be those other women. Because we are uniquely and divinely created. To be someone else would be to diminish our divinity. You have to ask, why are we so different? Why is our hair so different? Our skin so different? Our natural ways so different? We are unlike no other. And yet we are still trying to conform. Even in the spiritual communities, there is discussion of our femininity. And it is not our innate femininity, which we were born with and cannot lose. It is the expression of our femininity, i.e. makeup, clothes, etc. Wearing makeup may make you appear more feminine. But why are you wearing that makeup? Is it to please someone else, to attract someone else, then in essence, you are not using your divine femininity to express yourself. You're still doing outward things to appease other people, to raise yourself in relation to other women who you could never be and who you should never want to be, black women. Whatever your skin tone is, and we range from midnight black to the lightest light, and it should not matter, because that is not determining your blackness either. It is something from within that calls you. Your mothers call you. So we should not be having issues or discussions about range of skin colors and our degree of femininity and teaching other sisters, because they're not wearing a ton of makeup and flowy dresses, they are not feminine. That is bullshit. We have always been feminine. Look around you. Black women are the model of femininity. Women are killing themselves to get our features, and looking crazy as hell at it, by the way. And men are the worst determiners of our femininity. For example, I was listening to a clip of Bobby Hammett and another brother speak on black women. And this is one of the few times that Bobby Hammett does not speak well of black women. And I notice that when black men are together, they get off track real fast. And we'll talk about that as well. But the point is, right now, the brother was complaining that black women, once they become spiritual, they no longer take care of themselves. And I was baffled by that comment. First of all, because both of the men were obese, so they clearly were not taking care of themselves. And it finally dawned on me what this dude meant by black women not taking care of themselves once they become spiritual. What he meant was black women stop straightening their hair. Stop trying to look like the other woman or women. Dropping other people's beauty standards. See, they want to fool themselves, but they can't fool us. Right, sisters? No matter how much these brothers say they like, and I'm talking about the spiritual community, they like natural sisters. They've been brainwashed just like we have, and they respond to the other women, the hair, especially the length, the features, whatever. And this is what we need to drop: other people's opinion of how we need to be. Stop telling other sisters or listening to women who say that you can't get a man, even a rich man, with natural hair. What craziness is this? Why are you paying people to tell you that? In order to uplift, upgrade, and get the right man, you got to change your being. Then he is in control, because when he gets tired of you, he can get another copy. And you're shit out of luck because you change who you are to fit his mold. You are not meant to copy anyone else because you are the mold. Black woman, are you not getting this? That's why everyone tries to attack you while they imitate you. Let me tell you a secret about men as well. Most of them do not like makeup. Most of the comments I get or have gotten is from men who expressed how they like the naturalness of my beauty. But I do not wear makeup for that reason. For men, I do because that's the way I like to look, and I feel just as feminine as a woman with makeup on. Let's talk about makeup. What is makeup? Makeup, black women, is a part of our magic. We created that. And guess what? Our creations, the men that we created, guess what they did? They stole our secrets and taught it to other women. You think those passages are about some angels falling out of the sky? But that passage, and most of you will know what I'm talking about the angels teaching makeup secrets. Those were our men stealing our stuff and teaching it to other women and men. Makeup is magic. And if you just look at how black women express themselves in makeup, it's amazing. But not all of us choose that for magic. And men are very scared of that magic. Because let's be honest, they don't know what's really underneath. They don't want to be beguiled in the way that makes them lose control. But if we use our magic for us to enhance us, we don't worry about what men think and what other women think. Remember, we are the mold. They copy us. The makeup looks good on our skin because of our skin. We can wear a range of colors and it pops. But not all of us choose to wear that makeup. And we are still 500% feminine. While we're on the subject of makeup, make sure your makeup is not killing you. Because these people in these industries care nothing for us. They don't care about people in general. They are profit-driven monsters. All they care about is profit, profit, profit. And they want to use the least amount of investment as possible. And their mindset is, we'll deal with the fallout if and when it happens. But let's accumulate, accumulate, accumulate now. They care nothing about themselves in the long run. Care nothing about other people, and definitely not the planet they live on. This consumerism has exploded exponentially to a sickening degree. Sometimes I feel like I'm walking through a crazy movie. It's just spin, 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 spin. Commercials. Social media influencers trying to get you to buy their shit all the time. It's crazy. But what I realized is things always get worse before they get better. and just before they get better, just when you want to give up. Remember, 3 feet from the goal, gold. So when you find things are actually going in the opposite direction from where you want them to be, it may be an indication or a sign of a reversal. So sisters, do not judge each other by the amount of makeup we wear or lack of makeup. When you see a sister that has gone out of her way to do this unique pattern on her eyes, compliment her. When she's wearing a fashion, I don't care if they're hiking boots and jeans, when you see that she has put together something that indicates her style, compliment her. Look in the mirror and compliment yourself, and stop letting other people tell us how we should be looking. And you'll never get out of this loop if you're trying to do things to get men. Let's get on this subject of men. They should not be the teachers, ladies, unless they are led and directed by us. Definitely other people should not be teachers. They should definitely not be teachers. They don't know what they're teaching. And when they do teach, they're teaching spiritual information, especially wrong. And it's usually profit-driven. These black men in particular should not be teaching. They're getting themselves in all kinds of trouble by opening their mouths. And they are the first one to tell us what we are lacking as black women. Shut the hell up. Shut them up by not listening to them. And again, most of this talk is profit driven. This sister, as an aside, this sister was talking about how it's ridiculous out here. You can't afford anything. The pay is not meeting the expenses. Her solution was, you know, we should just stop. We should just stop working and stop playing this game. And a black man's solution was, actually, he was using her as an example of ridiculousness. I was like, okay, what is his solution? His solution was to come to Africa and buy property from him. That was his solution. Her solution was in the right direction. His solution was come in another situation where you are unfamiliar and make me money. He didn't give a damn about her, about what she was saying. He was concerned about making money. We have a bunch of Ferengi. Just look them up and watch a clip of these beings. All they talk about is money, 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 profits, acquisitions, the rules of acquisition. We're living in a Ferengi society. How do we get out? We start defining the rules for ourselves. Correcting other sisters, but how do we do that without butting heads? I think the best way to correct other sisters is to correct ourselves and be an example. And stop using celebrities as examples. For instance, saying black women don't take care of themselves or would rather be obese than lose weight based on a couple of celebrities. Yes, they're still pushing that Aunt Jemima going with the wind, mammy thing. But in modern terms, look, it could be a fitness commercial. And you have everyone looking like they're headed toward their goals, and the black woman is grossly overweight. These are attacks, black woman. There's nothing wrong with curvy black women. They're pushing the obese woman who naturally will have health problems. Why? I see a whole lot of heavy people in society, and it's not just black women. But let's take it back. Some of our artifacts display a goddess, a mother, with very full hips and full breast. A fully feminine black woman with all the attributes you would think a well-fed black woman would look like. And this was considered beautiful. I bring this up because if you study yourself and your antiquity, you'll realize that there are several bloodlines of black women. So yes, we have a great mother or mothers, and they have their daughters. There are at least seven different bloodlines of black women. That's why we each look a little different, but we're all black. We're cousins, but we're sisters. Unravel that one. Some of us have narrow noses and lips, and some of us have more voluptuous figures. And it's not because of any race, other race in our bloodlines. We are the original bloodlines that give the features to other races, not vice versa. The degree of our coils is dependent on our bloodline. You are not better than your sister or less than your sister because you don't have a particular attribute. Remember, we are spread out over the world. We are not in this lifetime. We're not in the places where we originally were. But don't get it wrong. Blacks were all over the planet. But where our particular bloodline was, we are all spread out. And then we all mixed as black people. And then we mixed with others. We are the mother of others. So when you see these large women, do not beat up on them. Yes, a lot of them are being abused, exploited. And because people want fame so bad, they don't say no to things they should be saying no to. But in no way do they represent us. None of those celebrities should represent you. Just as these pastors don't speak for us, especially now. Stop using celebrities as a guideline. They are definitely using magic. And because a couple of sisters on TV are allowing themselves to be made fools of, this is not a black woman issue. So please stop putting us all in a box, especially black women in social media, and saying things like black women are not taking care of themselves. Black women are not feminine. Those are a couple of Black women on TV that are allowing themselves to be abused. It is not Black women as a whole. Because like I said, this society is unhealthy as a whole. Look around. And I don't see no brothers with big other women complaining about their obesity. It is just us they complain about. Anything. It baffles me that brothers complain about single women being single parents. That is baffling. Because I don't remember children in this age being born by parthenogenesis. If everything is going to be our fault, well, let's make up some rules for ourselves. And one rule is to tell everybody else to go to hell. And define things for ourselves and stop judging other sisters on other people's standards. Being feminine is innate. It is who you are. It is in your being. And you express it by expressing your art, by living the best life you know how. And you are suppressing it when you listen to other people, when you cover your head in the name of religion to appease men. When you shut your mouth when you know you should be speaking up for your daughters and your sisters and your mothers. That is when you lack femininity. Those other external expressions are only a mere fraction of what femininity is. We decide what we want to look like on the outside. Whether it's your hair you're born with, whether you choose to straighten your hair or curl it tighter, just make sure what you're doing is not killing you. Make sure it's not doing damage to you. And the reason those things, makeup, wigs, weaves, all that stuff damages you is because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Black woman, you are beautiful. You are born beautiful. This is not just to make you feel good. It is a fact. You are the progenitors of nations. You are birthed from great mothers. You carry the cosmic genes that started cosmetology. You understand? You are the magic makers. And how you express that is up to you. Stop holding other sisters and yourselves to the standards of other women. We are not those women. We can never be those women. We should never want to be those women. Black men are running to the imitations of us. And I have said this before and I'll say it again. Let them stop trying to hold on to men. Use the time alone, if you are alone, to cultivate yourself. Put that energy into yourself. You are not less because you have a man, especially a black man. Let them go to the others who can hold them up while they suck them dry, by the way. But if you notice, most of those men can never stop talking about us, black women, even though it's negative. They're always still talking about us. It's an obsession. But let those others prop them up. We need to know where people stand, black women. We need to know their true hearts, see their true faces. Because when it comes down to the moment, there's no backing out of the choices that they have made. Let the people who do not support us go. We don't need their support. We need to gather together and harness that magic we have, that alchemy we have, together. That is the problem. Because if we got together and focus our intentions, things will happen a lot faster. And that is another point of contention. Black woman against black woman. Honestly, I don't see it, but men love to talk about this, especially black women attacking other black women. I honestly don't see that as much as I see black men attacking everybody else. You know, that's mainly some of their platforms based off of attacking other people. They would have no content if they did not do that. Because they lack creativity. Black men should not be teachers. Because they are not creators. Their content come from other people. Books. Other things. Old ways. They have to wear costumes in order to study religion, for example, feeling that in order to be in this religion, you got to wear this costume. That's what the ancients wore. You can't come up with nothing new. All this so-called magic is dried up. We are supposed to create something else. Can't you add something to what the ancestors did? Instead of reusing the same old rituals that now other people have hands on. That well has run dry. Why do you think you can't create new rituals? Somebody had to create the old ones. Because you don't believe in your magic, but you do it every day. Some black women take a small amount and feed a whole family. That's magic. Or getting up every day to face the world takes strength. People are still trying to convince us we're nothing. There is a reason. Figure this out. They use us and abuse us and tell us we're nothing. Why? We are not meant to be anyone else but us. Express yourself in a way that makes you powerful. Turn off other representations, especially celebrities. black celebrities in particular. They are paid puppets. They don't have anything. They're paid to look glamorous. You don't know how they live. They're padded and packed and made to look like a certain image. Don't copy that. Don't copy the makeup of men telling you what's feminine. And they have on tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of makeup to imitate you, and it comes out as a caricature of you. And then they try to make laws to make them relevant as a woman. And you fall for that bull. You start calling people they and saying they're more than two sexes because you're being brainwashed by men who want to feel relevant as women. See, all this is still about men, figure it out, having rights as women. It's still about men's rights. So this fight for trans rights and all this is still about patriarchy. Think about it. Stop jumping for all these causes that, by the way, piggyback off of your fight for civil rights. Don't ask anybody else for permission to be you. You're going to have to start taking some stuff. Stop waiting for someone to give you reparations. You're going to have to start taking. And it starts with taking back your power and your definition of you as a black woman. How do you define femininity? Because it will express on the outside eventually. And because a woman has on tons of makeup and flowy dresses, don't mean she's together on the inside either. Start within. Do an internal cleanse if you have to. I'm not talking about a physical cleanse. I'm talking about a deep spiritual cleanse where it may lead you to some dark, lonely nights, but you got to deal with that person in the mirror and not just put makeup on, because your magic is strong, sis. And if you put that makeup on, you may cover up some of the ugliness you feel inside, but it's festering. And it's gonna leak out at some very inopportune times. We have to stop defining ourselves in relation to other women. We are not those other women, and they are definitely not us. They can never be us, will never be us. We are cosmic in nature. Imagine if we connected all the bloodlines, because we're all mixed now. That's mixed blood. Stop letting these men who are having their downfall right before our eyes define who we are. Let them run away. But stop allowing them to teach us and tell us who we are. They are not teachers if they were not taught by us. They're going astray with their so-called teachings. And a lot of them are having mental breakdowns, or they're running into issues with the law because they are abusing the sway they have over women and their children. We have to stop this. You don't need leaders. For those of you who love the Bible, wasn't there a whole passage about these people begging for a king until they got what they asked for? And it wasn't what they really needed. It led to their downfall. You don't need a king, but you need to be an empress. And how you express being an empress is defined by you and no one else. So in essence, you were born feminine, and no one can take that from you unless you allow them to devalue you by saying you're not feminine and what femininity is. You decide, we decide, and we express this in the way to meet the mothers in grace, because they are showing up if you look around. If you choose not to listen, that is up to you. But make sure that you are not being led over a ledge with these falling assholes. Hold yourself in grace, because you are grace. You are cosmic. You are beautiful. You are divine. You are a creator. Be blessed, my sisters, and be whole and complete.